As I was walking forth of late, I heard a man complaining. With that I drew me near to him to know the cause and meaning of this his sorrow, pain, and grief, which bred him such disaster. Alas, quoth he, what shall I do? My wife will be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife do marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. If I should give her 40 pound within her apron folding, no longer than she's telling aunt, her tongue would ne'er leave scolding. As Aesop's dog barked at the moon, thinking 'twere to distaste her, so doth my wife scold without cause, and strives to be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife do marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. Were I so strong as Hercules, or wiser than Apollo, or had I Icarus's wings to fly, my wife would after her follow. Or should I live as many years as ever did King Nestor, yet I do greatly stand in fear, my wife would be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife do marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. I know no cause nor reason why that she with me should jangle. I never gave her cause at all to make her with me wrangle. I please her still in what I may, and do no jot distaste her. Yet she doth strive both night and day always to be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife do marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. I every morning make a fire, all which is done to ease her. I get a nutmeg, make a toast, in hopes therewith to please her. Of a cup of nappy ale and spice, of which she is first taster. And yet this cross-gained queen will scold, and strive to be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife do marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. I wash the dishes, sweep the house, I dress her wholesome diet, I humor her in everything, because I would be quiet. Of every several dish of meat, she'll surely be first taster. And I am glad to pick the bones, she is so much my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. Sometimes she'll sit while day gives light, in company with good fellows, in taverns and in bowling kens, or in some pimping alehouse. And when she comes home drunk at night, though I do not distaste her, she'll fling, she'll throw, she'll scratch and bite, and strive to be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. Her bed I make both soft and fine, and put on smock completely. Her shoes and stockings I pull off, and lay her down most neatly. I cover her and keep her warm, for fear I should distaste her. I hug her kindly in my arms, yet still she'll be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. And when I am with her in bed, she doth not use me well, sir. She'll wring my nose and pull my ears, a pitiful case to tell, sir. And when I am with her in bed, not meaning to molest her, she'll kick me out at the bed's feet, and so become my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. And thus you hear how cruelly my wife doth still abuse me, at bed, at board, at noon and night, she always doth misuse me. But if I were a lover, trusty man, and able for to baste her, then would I surely use some means that she should not be my master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. You bachelors that sweethearts have, when as you are wooing, be sure you look before you leap, for fear of your undoing. The afterwit is not the best, and he that weds in haste, sir, may like to me bewail his case, if his wife do prove his master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry. You married men that have good wives, I wish you deal well by them, for they more precious are than gold, if once you come to try them. A good wife makes a husband glad, then let him not distaste her. But a scold will make a man run mad, if once she proves his master. But if ever I am a widower, and another wife to marry, I mean to keep her poor and bare, and the purse I mean to carry.